Potentially options are, you know.
Hi, this is Mike on the legal.
Hi, Mike. It's Billy. I've got Thomas McIntyre on the line. You think we should do his welcome call?
Hello, Billy.
What's his name?
Oh, sorry.
McIntyre. Okay.
Yeah.
Thomas McIntyre for me?
Yeah. No.
McIntyre. Might not come up. It never does when I type in McIntyre. I just have to type in Thomas M. Oh, he's come on.
I'm going to voice now. Yeah, no problem, mate. Let me just check his boss. He should be okay. Because I think he's been through him.
It's only a week ago that I put him on as well, to be honest. So he should be okay.
Yeah, can't go back. Perfect.
Yeah, go on, Bill.
He's good.
Let's say thank you and fuck off at the same time. I don't know why. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'll pop him through now.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. McIntyre. This is Michael from MMA Legal.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Thomas?
I'm not too bad, yourself.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'll be far away from going home, so, weekend's nearly on us.
Yeah, it certainly is, buddy.
Thomas, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Thomas, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay, no problem.
It's my role, Thomas, as part of the investigation team, is to gather the evidence for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you can see the likes of, you know, social services, education authorities, to gather as much evidence as they can. But this call, Thomas, is more about me getting to know you a bit better. I'm trying to understand the trauma you faced as a child in care, how that has had a lasting effect on you into your adulthood. With, you know, obviously stuff like in evidence, like being diagnosed with anxiety, depression, PTSD, any issues with alcohol or substances. What I'll do, Thomas, is I'll write to, you know, GPs, and NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres, any sort of addiction charities, and I'll gather all of that evidence and paint an accurate picture, Thomas, of not only Thomas McIntyre in care, but also because of care.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The reason I do that, Thomas, is the reason why we do that here, and then mainly it'll obviously paint an overall picture of, you know, the trauma you faced as a child. And Scottish Jesus has to take that into consideration when they're going to deliberate on our case. It's just trying to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process, Mr. McIntyre.
Okay.
So I am going to apologise, Thomas. I am going to ask you some pretty tough questions. At any point in the call, but you don't wish to continue or you want to break, just let me know. If this is all, you know, you see this at your pace, Thomas.
Okay, I'm trying my best.
Okay, I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm sorry I have to ask you these questions. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of mental health problems, Thomas, like depression or anxiety or PTSD?
Yeah, I've got PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and depression.
Sorry, Thomas, I'm just catching up. And obviously you get medication from the doctor, from the GP.
Yeah, I'm on at the moment.
Okay, I don't need to know the medication. I'll write to GP, Thomas, and I'll get all your medication.
Okay.
Have you had any issues with any sort of alcohol or substance addiction, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Well, I am an alcoholic, obviously. Once an alcoholic, always. And then I've had drug addictions with just about every drug.
Yeah. Are you still on the alcohol? Are you still drinking alcohol?
No, I've stopped drinking alcohol, but I still use a clash of drugs. Not as much as I used to, but I still dabble in it.
Okay.
Okay. Is it just you aware of your alcoholism and the drug issue?
Yeah, they definitely know about drug issues that I was on medication for. They should have their alcohol on the system.
Okay. How are you today, Thomas? How are you and yourself? How are you?
I've been better. Not having the greatest time at the moment, but
sorry to hear that.
Good day, my badges.
Sorry to hear that.
Okay, one tough question
we've got, Thomas. That's a question I've read asking, but it's one that I do have to ask as a representative of you. I'm so sorry, Thomas, for asking this, but have you ever tried to take your own life, sir?
Yes,
I have. I'm so sorry, Thomas. Did you end up in hospital with the suicide attempt, Thomas?
Yeah, I was airlifted one time, and then paramedics brought me back to life the other time.
Oh, wow. Did you end up in the same hospital for both occasions?
The second time the paramedics brought me back, I didn't go to the hospital. When I was airlifted, I went to Paisley RAH Hospital.
Okay, that was in a sec, sorry. Should you go back to life and not take him to hospital?
Yeah, I refused.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Thomas, is I'm going to take some detail off, I need to take your GP's details, please, and I'll write to your GP about a few mental health problems and also your alcoholism and the drugs, and then I'll take the hospital information off you as well. So can I see your GP's first, please?
Okay, they just changed your name this week. That's now Leith, L-E-I-T-H.
Oh, one second. What, sorry? L-E-I?
Leith. L-E-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Barclay. As in Barclay Bank.
Yeah. Barclay?
Medical Center.
Thank you, sir. I have an IR assistance.
It might still be under the old name that just changed from, which was Millil. M-L-I-L.
Okay, so Barclay Medical Practice, is that NHS Lothian, Leith area,
yeah.
Edinburgh, Scotland?
Yes.
Let me just get the, So I've got that as 10 Buglison Market, East Craig.
No.
That's not it. Okay.
No, it might still be under the original name that it just changed from yesterday.
What's the original name, please, say my finest channel?
Mill Lane, M-I-L-L Lane. Sorry.
Mill Lane. Surgery.
Yeah.
is it? And whereabouts is that, please?
Say again?
Is that whereabouts is that? Is that in Leeds?
That's in Leeds. Yeah, it's in Leeds, Edinburgh.
Interesting. Okay, so the former Lane Leeds.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
In where?
How long have you been with that GP for?
About 9 years.
Okay, so that would take us to 2017, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was right around then.
Okay, and can I take the details of the hospital, please, that you...
That I got ill allergy to?
Yeah.
That's Paisley REH.
Oh, Paisley REH.
REH, yeah.
REH.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, that's Andrea. Yeah? Okay, got that. And roughly, what year was that you were listed there, please?
Approximately 2011, 2010.
Okay. So, 1 month, so. Okay. Okay. So I've put you down as three different care settings. When I get the information back from social services of your care settings, do you want me to share that information with you, Thomas?
Yeah, that's great.
No problem. So what we'll do, Thomas, is when I get your information back from your time and care, I will send you copies of absolutely every record that I get. We'll go through it together, Mr. McIntyre. We'll go through it together with a fine-tooth comb. Make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that we've collected. We'll also make sure that you're happy with your statements. We'll add anything you need to your statements at the time as well. We'll then pin your records from your GP, any records you get from the hospital, and we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Free Address, Thomas. What that means is that what we've done so far, so just for a quick refresh, is we've applied to the Scottish Free Address scheme on your behalf. They've looked at your care settings, they've looked at your statements, and they've deemed you worthy enough for an application number. Okay, so you've got an application number now, and they've also recognised NMA as your legal representation. So you've been recognised as your lawyer. So what we what obviously after the final submission from us, when we've gathered all the evidence, presented it to the Scottish Free Address, what we'll do then is we'll then await what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Free Address will judge or adjudicate our case. It's a behind closed door panel, Thomas, so it's not like a children's panel you may have been involved in. So there's no need for us to attend. So it'll just be, obviously we'll be then notified of hopefully getting you the recognition of wrongdoing that you deserve, in the form of an apology, and also an offer of financial compensation, Mr. McIntyre.
Okay.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Thomas, just let me manage your expectations. I will get your medical records back within 6 to 8 weeks, but it's probably going to take me quite a lot longer to get the information back from the social services. Even, you know, under the threat of legal action, these social services and these local authorities don't move very quickly. But it could take me anywhere up to 10 months. Promise you to get the information back for you.
Okay.
I will be in touch with you though every 4 or 5 weeks, just letting you know how we're getting on. I'll email you, obviously, updates as well. But I will be in touch and I will walk you through to the very end, Mr. McIntyre.
That sounds good.
Perfect. Thomas, I just need to go back a step with you here. Fortunately, in the eyes of the law, you've been deemed as a, what we call a vulnerable client because of, obviously, your time in care. Also, you know, obviously, subsequent mental health problems, alcoholism. Before we go any further ahead, I do need to make you fully aware of our fees and what other options that you have available to you. On this recorded call for our compliance team. Now, our customer care may have gone through it with you, but I do need to run through this last bit with you, Thomas, before we go away and do, you know, probably 10, 12 months worth of work on your case.
Okay.
Okay, so just to let you know, Thomas, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two. Yeah, no one really takes that option, Thomas, honestly, believe me. Option two is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress. And it's quite important, this, Thomas, and they don't and won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't or won't charge fees, Thomas, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government because they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Those law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Okay.
So they get paid, you know, whatever the result. Now, as a individual representing a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, Mr. McIntyre, or probably more importantly, what they don't or won't do for you. All I can tell you is we are MMA Legal. We don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we certainly and definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either, Mr. McIntyre.
Yeah.
What we do is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. Okay, so no matter what that means, Thomas, is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Yeah,
the VAT will match you up, they will match you out in fees, Thomas, at 19.2%. So you'll never pay us more than 19.2%. On the no-fee side, on the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, Thomas, because, like I said to you earlier, you're deemed as a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you any compensation, Mr. McIntyre, we will never come looking for any sort of fees or compensation from yourself.
Thanks.
Is that okay, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm having that.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Thank you, Thomas. Just one last thing, Thomas, before we go. You signed your no-win, no-fee agreement with us on the 31st of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from that date, which runs out on the 14th of April. What that means, Thomas, is from the date you signed, you have 14 days to change your mind, rip up any agreements you have with us and go and pursue this case however which way you want. We won't start work on your case, Thomas, until after the 14th. Now, if you're happy with us as a law firm and you're happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period, Thomas, and we can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you, sir.
Yeah, I can do that.
Are you happy to wait for 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And Thomas, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks, Thomas, with all my contact details. Do you have a pen handy and I can give you my number?
Yeah, this is good. Go ahead.
Give me a sec, yeah. I think you'll misplace my number. It's 0161.
Yeah.
0161 563 0816. My name's Michael, sir.
Mm-hmm. My name's Michael. I'll be your caseworker now till the end. If you need me for anything, just pick up the phone and give me a call. And I'm here to answer any questions or queries you have.
Okay, that's anything.
Do you have any questions for me, Thomas?
No, I don't at the moment.
Okay, pretty good. Well, look, thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you for being so brave. And I will speak to you in the next, probably in 4 or 5 weeks, but if you need me in the meantime, just give me a call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Thomas. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Bye now.